of your goodness in our lives because of you. I will need to worship you all the day, Lord of my love. Father, we give you the praise and the honor for tonight. Blessed be your name. Thank you for your goodness and your mercies in our lives. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. We ask that not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Let today become the beginning of a new day, turning point for someone's life. Blessed be your name, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise as you take your seat. To worship you all the day, I will sing all your praises as my joy. Welcome everyone here today to the last preservation service of the year 2021. Everybody who is excited to witness this day, stand on your feet and give him a shout of victory. A bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of victory. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Psalm 32, verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. The deliverance power of praise, or the preservation power of praise. In this tonight, since we are in the 12th month, and today is the very first day of the month of December, we will first like to understand the spiritual and prophetic implication of the 12th month. And then we shall understand the deliverance power of praise. When you understand the times, you assume command. The sons of Issachar, I believe that was 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 36. They had the understanding of the times, or 32. They had the understanding of the times, 32. Sons of Issachar, they were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. Those who understand the times assume command. To understand the time you are in is to take charge of that time.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, it said there is a time. To everything there is a season. And a time to every purpose under heaven. Verse 11, He has made everything beautiful in his time. To understand the time is to maximize your life. So three things we are saying here today. First, that those who understand the times assume command. They take charge. Second, to understand the time is to maximize your life. And third, to understand the time is to arrive at beauty in life. Beauty. He has made everything beautiful in his time. If this December is to be maximized, if you are to take charge in this December, if you are to see beauty in this 12th month, you must understand what the 12th month means. For some, when the 12th month arrives, they conclude that the battle is lost. They conclude that the year is over. So I haven't still found who to marry this year. So I haven't still gotten a job this year. So I haven't still taken in this year. So I haven't still seen the result this year. Okay. So people end as losers at a time like this because they fail to understand the implication of the last part of the year, the 12th month of the year. I want to show you some things that will help you maximize this December. I want to assure somebody, you have never seen a December as good as this one. That amen can be better. If you are saying amen on this first day of the month, shout the loudest amen. There are 10 things I want you to see as spiritual implication that you must look out for and put your faith on the line. For number one, the last part of the year. All right, let's say it like this. The last part of the year, dash, the 12th month of the year, is calculated for great increases on all sides. Great increases on all sides. Job chapter 8 verse 7. He said, though thy beginning was small, that is thy January was small, yet thy December should greatly increase. He said it should greatly increase. It's calculated. Is designed to greatly increase. If it does not increase, it's not the fault of God. Maybe there is a poverty of expectation, a bankruptcy of desire. It should greatly increase. The last part of the year is calculated for great increases on all sides. Increase spiritually, increase financially, increase in wisdom, increase in favor, and increase on all sides. You believe that? Say loud amen. Number two, the last part of the year, that is the 12th month, is designed to be the best part of the year. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8. It said, better is the December of a year than the January of it. Did you see that? Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. The last part of the year, that is the 12th month of the year, is designed to be the best part of the year. Everyone seated here and everyone connected from all around the world, who will receive this, get ready. It is not just going to be the best part of this year. It is going to be the best part of your life. The best time of your life so far. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. That is why it is important for accurate understanding of the times. For as long as I remember, December is my best portion of the year in every realm. Number 3, Psalm 65 and in verse 11. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy parts drop fatness. You crown the year. You know what they call the crowning of it? The icing of the cake. To crown it all, he gave him a car for his wedding gift. Somebody's about to receive that. To crown it all, to crown it all. Thou crownest the year. What is the meaning of that to you? That the last part of the year is designed to be crowned with the goodness of the Lord. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. The last part of the year, the 12th month, is designed to be crowned with the goodness of the Lord. Thou crownest the year. The level of goodness from God. When will I see the goodness of God? I didn't see anything in January. I didn't see anything in April, March. I didn't see anything in October. Well, congratulations. You are in that season where you will see the goodness of the Lord like never. Is somebody hearing something at all? If you are ready to see the goodness of the Lord, shout the loudest, amen. Number 4, Esther chapter 1, sorry, chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 1 to 3. Are you ready for this one? Now, in the 12th month, how many months? Which month is this? That is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same. When the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, it was turned to the contrary. That it now was the Jews that had rule over them that hated them. Somebody say it turned. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. The day in which the enemies of the Jews hoped to execute and eliminate the Jews, something turned. Hey! Something is about to turn in this December. Man, ay, 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 ay. If I stop there, it's enough, but I can read on. All the way, all the way, all the way. Verse 2. The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such and sought their heart. The hunter became the hunted, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all the people and all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants, and the deputies, and the officers of the king. They helped the Jews because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. Your fear will fall upon your enemies in this 12th month. In this 12th month, you are shouting, shout the loudest, amen. The fear of the Lord is about to fall on the bandits, on the terrorists, the kidnappers, and the killers in every part of the country in this 12th month. Shout the loudest, amen. Now jump to verse 5 all the way to verse 10. He said, doth the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would, anything they wanted, unto those that hated them, and in Shushan the palace, those who wanted to kill the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men in the king's palace, and Pashadatta, and Dalphon, and Aspatha, and Puretha, and Adelia, and Aridatha, and Pamashta, and Arisai, and Aridai, and Vajezatha, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, they slew all of them. But on the spoil, they laid not their hand. Those who wanted them dead were those who died. What are we expecting in this last part of the month? The last part of the month, the last part of the year, the 12th month, is designed for the reversal and backfire of enemy agenda. Hey! The reversal and the backfire of enemy agenda. The reversal and the backfire of enemy agenda. I am anointed to announce here today, everyone seated here, every agenda of hell, wherever they took your name to, they want you eliminated. They want your family eliminated. They want the church eliminated. They want your children eliminated. I announce today, by the anointing of the Lord and the mystery of the 12th month, the prophetic and spiritual symbolism of this month, those evil they plan for you is reversed, and what the devil planned for you backfires. It backfires. It backfires. It backfires. Somebody shout power. See, if you don't know this, you just pass through the month and just make the month like a normal month. This is where the witch should die for planning to kill you. This is where the witch doctor, the occultic grandmaster should die for thinking of killing you. This is where those who dug the pit will step into their pit. Somebody shout power. Look at somebody by yourself. Say that agenda is reversed. And it backfires to send us. Look at someone and say, that agenda of hell just turned. It was coming, and all of a sudden, it arrived at a prophetic word such as this, and just returned back, bam, to sender. It just returned back, bam, to sender. You will hear news before this month is over. Even on that same 13th day of the month as it was declared, you will hear news this month. You will hear news that the people planning evil against you, against me, against the church of Jesus, against your family, they are not permitted to cross this year into next year. They are not permitted to cross the 12th month. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. Give him a clap and the loudest shout you can muster. Take your seat in Jesus' name. Woo! 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 Hey! The terrorizer become the terrorized this month. The killer shall become the killed this month. The waster shall become the wasted this month. The pursuer shall become the pursued this month. The hunter shall become the hunted this month. Somebody shout power. If they tell you they are looking for you and they want to kill you and they have put your name on their hit list, tell them you are in a prophetic season of spiritual reversals and backfire. You are in a prophetic season where the enemy is permitted to plan, but also should get ready to inherit his plan. The enemy is permitted to plan. The enemy is permitted to threaten. The enemy is permitted to decree, but is also to get set to inherit his plan. Give the Lord a 30-second shout of victory. day. Listen, I have not preached this combination of scriptures on a preservation service in December for 25 years. I want you to get ready to see judgmental results that you have not seen in your life. To see drastic judgmental results. Somebody shout, power! In fact, there are people who will die for thinking of you without your notice. There are people that will be laid to rest for planning behind you. You didn't even know the plan. Somebody shout, power! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 52 verse 31. That is leading us to point number 5. And it came to pass in the 7th and 30th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim, king of Judah. In the 12th month, which month is this? 25th day of the month. What do we call that day? He said that evil Merodach, what a name, king of Babylon, evil Merodach, embodiment of evil. That month, he lifted up the head of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and brought him out of prison. Stop there. He lifted his 12th month. What is the implication of the 12th month? Number 5, right? The last part of the year, the 12th month of the year, is designed for the termination of captivity. An end of imprisonment. The termination of captivity. If evil Merodach can release person, then I don't know who is holding you. I don't know what is holding you in this 12th month, whether it is a spiritual captivity, a financial captivity, a marital captivity, a destiny captivity, a career captivity, anywhere the devil kept you in prison, I am anointed to announce you are coming. I thought somebody is going to say amen like a believer. Every captivity is breaking right now. Every captivity is giving way right now. Every captivity is giving way right now. Every captivity is giving way right now. Somebody shout, I am coming out. 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 And the devil can't stop me. Because I'm in the 12th month. The season for the termination of all captivities. I am coming out. I am coming out. I am coming out. In the name that is above every name, you are out. The spirit husband harassment ends this month. The spirit wife harassment ends this month. The captivity of eating in the dream ends this month. Ancestral curses, they end this month. Generational captivity ends this month. Captivity of barrenness ends this month. The captivity of poverty ends this month. The captivity of addictions ends this month. Somebody shout, power! Those are prophetic sounds. Something is breaking. Give Jesus a 60-second shout of freedom, shout of liberty. Let us agadega laga yaga de yada da. Shia ya ya baga da la. Like peri di la la. Shia ya 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 baga da la. Ili ga ga ya 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 ya. Let us say ya 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 ya. Let ya na 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 na. That bondage cannot cross this month. It cannot cross this month. That captivity can't cross this month. That imprisonment can't cross this month. Shout the loudest, amen. Loudmost, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Somebody give the king a loud shout of victory. That was not enough. Jehoiakim was king. He brought him out of prison. That was not enough. Look at verse 32. 52. And speak kindly unto him. Okay, let's follow it like that. Number six now. Is that number six? Is that number six now? The last part of the year. The 12th month of the year is designed for strange favors. Favor from your hater. Hey! Favor from your captor. Favor from your oppressor. And it shall happen. You know that a prophet has spoken. When the thing he speaks comes to pass, you have experienced favor from those who love you before. But in this season, people that hate you and you know they know, people that are oppressors, people who want you dead, all of a sudden God will touch their heart because the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. Man, as rivers of water, he turns them whithersoever he will. Get ready, people. Favor is coming your way. Favor is coming your way from the camps of your friends, from the camps of those who love you, but most importantly, from the camps of those who hate you, those who have worked against you, those who wish you dead, who want you dead. Somebody stand, shout, strange favor. Say it like a strange favor. Woo! Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory.
Woo!
Take your seat. For anyone who wants you dead, say, I have a house for you as a gift. Say, come and have your Christmas gift. And you thought it was a Christmas card. And you never knew it was a Christmas car. It was a card that was deprived of the D at the end. When a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace. This is what excites me the most. Read it all. The same verse 32. A king captured and imprisoned in the 12th month. They brought him out of prison, spake kindly unto him, and set him on his throne above the throne of other kings. That is called restoration of authority. Restoration of authority, influence, and power. That was number 6, right? The 12th month is designed. The 12th month, the last part of the year, the 12th month is designed, number 7 now, is designed for the restoration. Now, general restoration first. Then you are talking of the restoration of authority. The restoration of influence. The restoration of power. When the devil took it from you, you thought it was totally gone. You thought you had lost it. You thought it was gone forever. But someone, get ready. Something the devil took from you by force is returning back this 12th month. Somebody's favor is returning back in this 12th month. Somebody's deliverance is returning back in this 12th month. Somebody's integrity is returning back in this 12th month. Somebody's job, a better job, a higher job. You didn't hear what I just said. Somebody's job, a better job, a higher job is returning back in this 12th month. Somebody's opportunity, a higher one, is returning back in this 12th month. And what the enemy has stolen, they are found. It doesn't matter what men say, the word of God is true. What the enemy has stolen, they are found. They are found. What the enemy has stolen, they are found. It doesn't matter what men say, the word of God is true. What the enemy has stolen, they are found. How many of you are ready to receive what the devil took from you? Took from you, not even in January this year. Took from you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 7 years ago. Took from that open door that was yours that they gave to another person is returning back this month. Is returning back this month. That authority, the power, the influence is returning back this month. Shout the loudest, amen.
They are found. The enemy has stolen. They are found. Doesn't matter what men say. The word of God is true. The enemy has stolen. They are found.
This is the one that excites me the most. One of the ones that excites me the most. Verse 33, Jeremiah 52:33. And he changed his prison garment. Who is ready to pull off garment of barrenness and singleness? And he changed his prison garment. He changed his garment. The last part of the year, the 12th month, is designed for the change of garment. The change of garment. The change of garment. The change of garment means the change of identity. The change of garment is the change of identity. 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 I am here to announce to somebody, this 12th month, the way people used to know you shall change. You may not marry this year, but husband will show up this year. Because you need to do courtship. You know, one of the greatest challenges why marriages don't have a future most times is today. People don't know who they are marrying. I heard of a man who saw a lady today and they married, I think, 13 days later in America. Years later, that lady shot him to death. Shot him to death. They said, what happened? She said she was provoked. Shot him to death. Yeah, so I'm not prophesying to you. And you say, Pastor, I want to marry on the 29th of December. Because this year must not pass. Why? When did you meet the man? On the 15th of December. Why were you doing that? You are the one who prophesied. No. Yes, you can find each other this year, but give it a little time so that you don't marry a stranger. Don't marry one who will kill you. Is God speaking to somebody here? Every evil garment on your body so far, in this 12th month, it shall be roasted by fire. Will you say a believer's amen? Every prison garment. Every cloth you are wearing, anything hanging on your body, in the realm of the spirit, every identity of infirmity, every identity of disease, every identity of sickness, hanging on your body, in this 12th month, they shall be roasted by fire. And you shall wear a new garment, a change of garment, a change of garment, a change of garment, a change of identity. Shout the loudest. Amen. Look at your neighbor by yourself. Say, your garment is changing. 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 Look at your neighbor, say congratulations for being on ground. You know, many times we don't know the value of being on ground. Because the mantle that fell from Elijah to Elisha fell as they were together. There is an environmental department of impartation. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they took knowledge that they were with Christ. One of the visitors who came here from one of the countries, going back to yesterday, was crying. Said, look, see now. So from now, they'll be referring to me as online member. I don't like online. I don't like. They will be saying, now, all you online members, God bless you. This is why I'm now returning back to online member. Crying. On ground member. one of the Caucasians with his wife, white man from Europe and his wife, they are looking for a house in Abuja now for the sake of church. You see, I have been looking for this kind of thing for 10 years and I have just found it. We are looking for a house. And there are some on ground who don't know at all what they have. Maybe because pastor is around all the time. But there are some places you can't smell your pastor for 3 months. He's flying all over the world preaching. But this is the best way to do it. I announce to you today, physical members, on ground members, online members, everyone connected, related, associated with this commission in all our locations everywhere. One way you will know that God came your way tonight is that your garment is changing this month. Hey! Your identity changes this month. People will look at you and ask you, what happened to you? What changed? Something is different about your life. Something is different about your life. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat now. Praise the Lord. Let me round up. Number 9. The man, Evil Merodach. Jehoiakim, I think the name means Jehovah is King. That was the kind of person they put in prison. Jeremiah chapter 52 and in verse 33 to 34. He changed his prison garment and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. For the balance of the life and for his diet, there was a continual diet giving him of the king of Babylon. Every day, a portion. Until the day of his death. All the days of his life. That was a man who was meant to be killed from prison. Brought out of prison. Received favor. Restored back to his throne. Placed higher than his contemporaries. Changed garment. And then for as long as you live, you are not permitted to look for food. Hey! The last time you struggle for what to eat and where to live and what to wear shall be the last time forever. Shall be the last time forever. Shall be the last time forever. The last part of the year, number 9, is designed for the continual release of divine provision and supernatural supply. Continual release of divine provision and supernatural supplies. That was Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 33 to 34. Continual release of divine provision and supernatural supply. I say again, the last time you struggled for what to eat shall be the last forever. Shall be the last forever. The kind of supplies you have never seen in your life will arrive your way this December. Those who do business and trade in the market and sell, the kind of sales you have never made all your life will enter your hands this December. People in the business world or in any form of realm you are, the kind of supplies you have never seen all your life shall look for you this December. Shout the loudest. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of good, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. An expected end. That is, when it is ending, your expectation was not disappointed. When the year is ending, What is that? The last part of the year, number 10, which is the 12th month, is designed for the realization of all expectations. The realization of all expectations to give you an expected end. That is, by the time you are ending, your expectation is not disappointed. I announce here today, 2021 is not permitted to come to an end until all expectations materialize, until all expectations are realized, until all expectations are concretized. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Look at the devil, say, get ready. It is not over until God says it is over. And God will never say it is over until you win. Look at your neighbor, say, in this game of life, God is a referee and he cannot blow the whistle while you are losing. Hey! 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 Ay, 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 ay. Look at the number, say, he will never blow the whistle against you. He will not blow the whistle, and the game is not over until you win. Will you stand with a shout of victory? A louder shout of victory. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. The supremacy. The dominion. The rule. The sovereignty. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. On the basis of all of this, the only thing we shall do massively in the month of December is praise, worship. It's our month of supernatural release, recovery, and replication through praise and celebration. Hey! Is there somebody about to celebrate your victory? Celebrate your victory. Celebrate your victory. Celebrate your liberty. Celebrate your deliverance. Take your seat. Let me give you 7 keys of connection between your praise and your preservation, which was the main message. 1, praise attracts the presence of God. And the presence of God carries preservation power. Praise attracts the presence of God. Psalm 22 verse 3. You are holy, O you who inhabit the presence of Israel. Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed is the people who love the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise. In the light of your countenance. When you praise God like we'll do shortly, you bring the presence of God into your life. And the presence of God will do what? It carries preservation power. Psalm 91 verse 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that's in the presence of God, shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. Ay, 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 ay. Under the shade of Shaddai. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. When last did you see a dog look for food in lion's den? Except he wants to become food itself. Psalm 23 verse 4 and 5. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. The presence of God delivers you from destruction. Number two, praise invites God to take over life's battles. When you praise, you give God invitation to take over your battle. That was what happened. In Genesis, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 23 to 24. As Israel praised, the Lord stepped in and set ambushment. 2 Chronicles 20, 23 to 24. Number three, praise sets the enemy against themselves. It sets the enemies against themselves. Your praise makes witch to fight witch for your sake. Devil fight devil. In 2 Chronicles again, chapter 20, verse 23, all the way to verse 24, the people fought themselves until they destroyed themselves while Israel was praising God in the battle of Jehoshaphat. Number four, praise frustrates and eliminates evil presence and activity. Praise frustrates and eliminates evil presence and activity. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23 to 24, Saul was mad. While David praised and worshipped, the presence of evil left. It frustrates and eliminates evil presence and activity. Number five. Praise, which is actually the joy of the Lord, imparts unbeatable strength. Unbeatable strength. Habakkuk chapter 3 and in verse 19. I will rejoice in the Lord. The Lord will guard my feet with strength. He will guard my feet with strength. Make my feet like hinds' feet. Make me to walk upon my high places. Praise. And of course, Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10b. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And Proverbs chapter 24 and in verse 10. We stand strong in battle if our strength is high. Praise. That's the joy of the Lord. Imparts unbeatable strength to make you deal with the enemy. Six. Praise brings direction. And direction averts destruction. The climate of praise makes God to show you, enter this car. Don't enter this car. Move away from here. Move away from there. That was what happened to David. When he went to the place of Keilah. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 9. Lord, will the men of Keilah deliver me? Yes, they will deliver you. And he had to run for his life. Praise. Praise is going to set somebody free in this December. If you are the one, shout aloud, amen. This December, no arrow of sudden death shall be your portion. No arrow of strange disease shall be your portion. See, the God who caused you to see the beginning of the year will make you to see the end of the year. The devil that could not stop you from moving from 2020 into 2021 will never be able to stop you from moving from 2021 into 2022. you will end this year with a blast and start next year with speed. Hey! You won't end this year sluggishly. You end it with a blast. Stand next year with a sprint on your feet. You just hit the road running. And it has been declared. This last part of the year shall be for you the best part of the year. What is the key of everything? Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that pastor talked about, all these things that the month of December holds for you, all this thing that December has for you, all this protection and preservation we've talked about, shall be added unto you. Don't run up and down running after things. Run after God. Place him first in your waking up in the morning. First in your, when you encounter, when it is time and money hits your hand. Place him first in how you look and appear. Let him be the first consideration. Place him first in how you relate with human beings. Exercising your conscience to be void of offense towards God and towards man. Lift your hands and give him the praise. The power of God works, and the preservation power of God is real. A young man was meant to testify, but he didn't give his name on time. Or rather, maybe he didn't come on time. He didn't give his name on time. But I want to call him out to testify. Since it's a preservation service, so you understand the preservation power of God. His Lieutenant Hope Onwe Buchulam. Did I pronounce it well? Sharp. Call him. Let him come forward.
Do Organado.
You need to march out like a combatant you are.
Organado. Hope, are you hearing me?
March combatantly, eh? Good.
Organado. Organado. Do 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 do. Organado, organado, organado.
When this young man graduated from his training as a second lieutenant, which year? 2017 in Area 1, with one people. Tender young man, just out of the academy, he came and met me and he said, I'm meeting him for the first time. He said, I just finished. How many days did you finish before that day?
5 days.
About 5 days. I was probably the first person he met. He said, I want to hand myself over to you. Oversee me. I don't want to be left alone. Guide me. Talk to me. Call me to order. I'm meeting him for the first time. He said, I want to live well. I want to do well. All right? You are welcome. Here is my number. Call me anytime you want. Text me anytime you want. And then, next thing I heard, he has been posted to go and fight insurgency, terrorism in the Northeast. All right. Now you tell us the story of what. Take the bottle of oil. Anoint yourself before you go out. Anoint your weapons. rub it as cream. No hair will drop from your head. Go ahead.
He has a testimony from the wives.
Oh, yes, the wife first.
Praise the Lord. Church, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we are here to give God glory, to testify. Just few out of the numerous testimonies and things that God has done to us through our father and mother in the Lord. We can categorically hit our chest and tell you that the best thing that have happened to us in life is this connection. Father-son relationship, mother-son relationship that we have enjoyed for the past 4 years. God has been faithful. My wife graduated from the higher institution a few months back. That was March, the month of March. 2 days after that, she was pregnant already. She boarded a vehicle traveling from Ebonyi State to Yenagoa. There was a big trailer truck went out of control and hit the vehicle she boarded from the behind. That vehicle somersaulted several times. According to those that saw it, they say about like 6 or 7 times or thereabouts. Then the last one, it stopped close to a ditch in a valley form. One more somersault would have landed the vehicle into that ditch. Then my wife was still pregnant. Life were lost. 9 months pregnant.
9 months full pregnancy.
My wife, God preserved my wife. She came out unscratched. 7 days after that accident, my wife put to bed this great man.
Is it, when you tested me, what did you say? You gave birth to
a young, smart, bouncing baby boy.
He said, my wife just gave birth to a smart boy. I was wondering where the smartness was tested. Maybe the boy is a soldier. All right, go ahead.
Then the second testimony is, just like Daddy have said, for more than 2 years now, I've been in the Northeast. When I passed out from the Nigeria Defense Academy, I met Daddy. That was the first time I gave myself to him. He welcomed me, and he has been fathering me till death. I don't know. See, now I can tell you that I'm marveled and I'm amazed that Daddy, at his own time, he will check on me. He will call, he will test. How are you doing? He will pray. You are preserved. You will never be a victim. Your soldiers, your men are preserved.
That is both you and your men.
That is what he normally tell me. You and your men, you are preserved. God has helped us. Something terrible happened on the 10th of July this year. We were to go for one clearance operation. So I was nominated for that operation. Then I discarded every form of
clearance operation. So go and clear them. Just clear the ground. Just level the place. Clearance and what?
Occupation, sir.
That's right. Move them out.
Occupy.
And take charge.
Then before we left, they were like trying to pressurize me, but I refused to be under pressure. One good thing that I've been doing, there are some passages of the Bible that Daddy gave me. I do recite them every day. Whenever after my morning devotion, I will recite them and I will anoint myself before I step out for anything. That I did not allow any pressure. I observed my morning devotion. After that, I recited them. One of those portions is Psalm 105, 12, verse 15. When there were but a few men in number, ye very few, and strangers in need, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Ye, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed.
Preach.
And do my prophet no harm. This I do say every time. Then, before we left, I quickly text Daddy.
He can send me text any time of day or night. And when text is not working, we worked out WhatsApp. Yes, we worked it out. Just, yes, day or night.
Yes, sir.
We are on the way now. We are moving. Yeah.
I text Daddy. We are going for a clearance operation. Daddy, as you always do, your fatherly prayer and assistance is needed. That was all I said. Within a few minutes, surprisingly, Daddy responded. He said, you are preserved. The enemies are clear of the road. Your men are preserved. That I get my confidence, we left. Then, on getting to the location we are to occupy, before occupying, we came under heavy attack. With the volume of fire was heavy, but God helped us. We stood our ground, we fought it out, then we repaired the attack. But while the attack was going on, at a point when the volume of fire reduced, we were like crawling to get to a better cover. I was crawling. Then I just raised my head. I did not stand up. I just raised my head. I don't know whether a sniper somewhere was aiming his enemy and not me. As soon as I raised it, I was still lying, crying. The next thing I heard was boom on my helmet. That was the impact of a bullet. So the impact was too much that I thought that I have gone. They have gotten me. I used my left hand to move my body. I saw that I still move. I used my right hand. I moved my body. I used my left hand. I touched my head. I did not see blood. I used right. I touched my head. I did not see blood. The bullet penetrated through the helmet, flinked the helmet, and nothing
did, you hear
did
that?
Not touch me.
Stand up on your feet, people. The impact was so drastic that he thought he had gone. That is, aim on the head. Hole in the helmet. Into the head. But he decided, am I still alive? I move. Any blood? Nothing. And then he continued crawling for over
300 meters. I crawled over 300 meters and nothing happened to me. Just a little bruise on the elbow. That's all. A lot of things happened. Then we were able, God help us. No life was lost. Actually, the target was the aim. But God helped me. That word that Daddy said, you are preserved. God preserved me. And God preserved my men. I've come to return all glory to God. A lot of things have happened. This is just the abridged version of the testimony.
Highly abridged.
He
was the platoon commander and his men were with him. And whenever I pray for them, it's both you and your men. None shall be lost. None shall be lost. Remember your brother's case? He will march on landmine. Bam! Next person is dead, he's on his way going. That is on the planted bombs. God is faithful. This preservation power is real. That is what you are about to encounter now. This communion of escape and this oil of preservation is real. But we prophesy in this season, those agents of darkness, they are gone. This nation will not occupy them. They are gone. Lift your hands and let's give the Lord the praise. Our time is almost gone. We might have just 7 minutes of celebration. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the honor. I think she had an encounter too, right? Was she the one who had an encounter during the delivery? She saw mommy or myself or something. We'll take that another time. Drastic encounters. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. How many of you can say after me, I can't die before my time? I must fulfill my days. I can't die before my time. I must fulfill my day. He said he crawled for almost 300 meters. He was almost at the point of exhaustion. Then fire came for them. Help came in their support. And that was how those agents were cleared. And not one life was lost on their side. You will not die in war. You will not die as a victim. You will not be destroyed by the enemy. Lift your hands and let's give him the praise. 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 Explosive praise. Celebration for about 7 minutes. While the praise and celebration is on, everyone who is yet to surrender your life to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, want today to be a new day in your life, pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front and let us receive you. You want to make your ways right with God? Come, let's receive you. Let's go. Celebration.
You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah.
Just a moment. All those points we talked about, how many of you believe that this December you are out of every bondage? How many of you believe that what the devil plans for you is returning back to hell? That is why you are dancing. Place those things on the screen again. Place those things on the screen. The implication of the month of December. That's right. Is there. How many of you are getting set for great increases? Alright, secondly. How many of you are getting set for the best part of your life so far? Alright. How many of you are getting set to see the goodness of God like never before? How many are getting set to see the backfire of every enemy agenda towards you? Towards our life, our land, and our nation. Alright. How many of you are getting ready to come out of every prison and every captivity? How many are getting ready for strange favors from those who hate you? You are getting ready for restoration back to authority and what the devil took from you. You are getting ready for a change of garment to wear a new garment. You are getting ready for supernatural supplies and divine provision. And you are getting ready for all your expectations of 2021 to come to pass. Are you getting ready for that? And getting ready for supernatural preservation. Now I'd like you to dance like you have not done recently. Don't let anybody stop you. The aisles are free. Some measure the front is free. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Let's go.
You are the mighty God, the great I am.
Celebrate.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are the mighty God,
the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Is that how to celebrate your freedom, your liberty?
Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am. Holy, 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 holy.
You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you're my mama, you're my mama, you're my mama. Oh, you're my mama, you're my mama, you're my mama. Oh, you're my mama, you're my mama. Oh, you're my mama, you're my mama. For your member, 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 for your member,
What you have not seen all your life, how will you dance it? You are now talking. Dance it now. Dance it now. Dance it now. That is what faith is all about. Hey! Spirit and soak in the prophetic word that came on you. Say, Father, I soak in. I soak them in. I soak in. I drink in every prophetic word that has come for me today. I believe I am set for great increases. I am set to experience the best part of the year. I am set to see the goodness of the Lord like never before. I am set to step out. I am set to see the reversal and the backfire of every agenda of evil towards me. I am set to see the termination of all bondage and captivity regarding my life. I am set to see strange favors. I am set for restoration of everything the devil took from my life. Restoration of authority, of influence, of power. I am set for a change of garment. I am set for the release of divine provision and supernatural supplies. I am set to realize all expectations. I am set for divine preservation. Open your mouth and pray right now. Precious name. Lift up your hands. Please, let's take communion positions. And everyone here tonight who is meant to be in the frontier, you are not here. I'd like you to step forward quickly and let us receive you. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want the hold of sin broken? You want any trace of addiction broken? Any negative lifestyle, whatever is not of God in your life, that you want God to deliver you from, that is in terms of iniquitous bondage, quickly step forward and let us receive you. While you are in front, place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare that hold broken. Grace to live for God, do His will, be released upon you now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.